Good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. This is actually the evening of the 25th of July. So most of you will listen to it probably on the 26th, which will be Tuesday morning. You know, our lives are totally different today than they were 100 years ago. 100 years ago, most people lived on a farm. They had chickens. They had one or two cows. They milked their cow. They got their eggs for their breakfast from their chicken. And they might have had a goat, you know. And they weren't so reliant on all the conveniences that we have today. They didn't have air conditioning. Most people at that time heated their houses with wood. And a lot of people got their water from wells and rainwater. And they grew their gardens, you know. Today, most people have central air conditioning. They have two or three cars. They have car insurance. They have life insurance. They have homeowners insurance. They have hospitalization insurance. You know, 100 years ago, people didn't have that kind of thing. And so people's values have changed over the last 100 years. You know, people in the past had to rely upon the good Lord for sending them rain for their garden, for causing their plants to grow. Today, we go to the local Walmart and get all of our groceries, food. So, all of these modern technology conveniences have caused us to get our eyes on material things and off of things that are not material. Rather than enjoying nature, enjoying the beautiful flowers, enjoying the trees, enjoying a summer breeze, we now think about going on a cruise somewhere to some island for a week, spending $2,000 or $3,000. Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, he lowered himself, became a servant. He came from the ivory palaces of glory, and he walked 32, 33 years on this earth in sandals on the dusty trails of this earth. The scripture says he had no place to lay his head. He did not have all of the modern conveniences available to us today. What a difference of lifestyle must have been for Christ when he was residing in ivory palaces on streets of gold. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is I think we need to get back to nature. We need to get back to admiring God's creation. We need to get back to simple living. You know, it amazes me. Some people will spend, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a month for a mortgage or rent to live in a house. You know, I live in a mobile home, and I gave $1,500 cash for it. We've lived here 7 years, and it's provided us a home. We have no mortgage, okay? We have no mortgage or no rent payments, you know. And we don't purchase any vehicles on credit. If we can't pay for them in cash, we don't buy them. So we don't have any car payments. You know. And the reason I'm bringing this up is if people would get back to simple living, they could enjoy a lot more of what life has to offer than totally being stressed out all the time how they're going to make their next rent payment or their next mortgage payment. You know. The Bible says that the borrower is the servant to the lender. And so tonight, this is just a little practical instruction about how you can save some money. You know, buy a little plot of land. Find a used mobile home. Move it in on the plot of land. Save yourself $500 to $1,000 a month rent. If you can save $500 a month over a year, that's $6,000. You know, over 3 years, you've now saved up $18,000. And then you're not so strapped all the time. Anyway, just my thoughts. You know? And don't rely just on the banking system. There are other ways to conduct commerce without banks. Bartering, buying silver, having a relationship with silver brokers, having a relationship with neighbors, trading things off, services, or something they might need. Just some thoughts, you know, and we don't have to worry constantly about how we're going to keep food on the table. You know, we grow, now this has been a hard year to grow things, but we have a peach tree. We've gotten peaches off our tree this year, enjoyed peaches. We have oregano, we have mint, pepper, you know, different kinds of mint. We have tomatoes. Last year we had a lot of cantaloupe. But anyway, just some things to think about. You can always make a raised garden too. So anyway, we need to get back to nature. We need to not be constantly worried about paying loans, and you know, we don't have any loans. We don't. Everything we have is paid off. God has blessed us. It has nothing to do with us. It has to do with His grace that He showered upon us, and us living a life, a simple life. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.